You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Well, it's All Go in Venice. I presume that's where we're starting.
We're not in Venice, but we're going to talk about Venice.
Let's pretend we're in Venice.
Let's pretend we're in Venice, where the standing ovation means as much there as it does in Cannes, actually.
Yes.
And it kind of, the minutes kind of relate to awards chatter, because Maria premiered at the Venice Film Festival on Thursday night to an 8-minute standing ovation for its director, Pablo Larin, and its leading lady, Angelina Jolie. Now, this is a biographical drama of the Greek opera singer Maria Callas. It's kind of set in her final years in Paris. Many are suggesting awards consideration for Jolie following the screening. Maybe less likely for other awards, because it's had slightly mixed reviews so far, with the movie scoring just 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, in a press conference ahead of the screening, Jolie here talks about her training and indeed her nerves.
I was terribly nervous. I spent almost 7 months training, because when you work with Pablo, you can't do anything by half. He demands in a most wonderful way that you really do the work and you really learn and train. But my first time singing, I remember being so nervous. My sons were there and they helped to block the door that nobody else was coming in, and I was shaky. And Pablo, in his decency, started me in a small room and ended me in La Scala. So he gave me a time to grow. But I was frightened to live up to her and that I had, you know, not sung in public.
Yes, that is Angelina Jolie talking about playing the role of Maria Callas. She's in Venice at the moment. You know, I was waiting, Garrett, just to see, you know, is she singing or not? And I was just reading the Guardian review of it. 4-star reviews a lot of the time, yeah, of what I'm reading today. But the reviewer there said, much will no doubt be made of the fact that Jolie trained for several months to sing the arias in the film. Her voice multi-tracked and blended with that of Callas herself. So there's an interesting way of going about it. A little bit of Jolie, yes, and a little bit of Callas is apparently what we're getting.
Well, we have a little small clip here from the film, which will just give you a taster of a scene from the movie.
Okay.
I need you to make me an appointment with a hairdresser that doesn't speak. And when I write my autobiography, I will title it The Day Ferruccio Saved My Life.
And what day was that?
Every day. Every single day. That's why I hate you. I fall into a river, and you always fish me out.
Yes, ma'am.
Book me a table at a cafe where the waiters know who I am. I'm in the mood for adulation.
Yeah, that's a good clip. I'm in the mood for adulation. That is Angelina Jolie playing the role of Maria Callas. So when do we get to see it? Do we know?
It'll be later this year. It's, yeah, going to be released on Netflix. But I suppose with the mention of awards now, it'll probably get a cinema run beforehand as well. So, and there's a good few at Venice. I mean, there's plenty happening. But mm-hmm. one to mention, A24 has landed the rights for Luca Guadagnino's new film, Queer. This stars Daniel Craig. And they got the rights before the premiere. Basically, they feel, I suppose, Craig has a very strong performance in it. It's an adaptation of William S. Burroughs' controversial novel. Craig plays Lee, a self-conscious, insecure man living it up in 1950s Mexico City, surviving on GI Bill benefits and part-time jobs amongst expat American college students. He becomes infatuated with Eugene, played by Drew Starkey, a recently discharged young U.S. Navy serviceman and drug user from Florida, newly arrived in town. Leslie Manville, Jason and Schwartzman also star in that. The budget was $53 million, so it's, whoa, one of the most expensive films A24 will have released to date. So, yeah, plenty,
yeah,
coming from
to
Venice.
That. Okay, it's All Go in Venice. Some news about Irish films in London.
Yeah, this is a number of Irish films that are going to be playing in official competition at the 68th BFI London Film Festival, which begins early October, 9th of October. The first one is Bring Them Down. This is about an Irish sheep-herding family thrust into a battle battle on several fronts, internal strife, hostility within the family and rivalry with another farmer. The film stars Barry Keoghan and US actor Christopher Abbott. Keoghan, of course, announced this week to be in the Peaky Blinders movie as well. Another movie selected for the festival is Four Mothers. This stars Fionnuala Flanagan, Jason McArdle, Dervla Molloy, Paddy Glynn and Stella McCusker. IFTA winner Darren Thornton directs here with a script co-written with his brother Colin Thornton. And then on Becoming a Guinea Fowl is a Element Pictures produced film. Oh. It did already play at Cannes, and in this film, on an empty road in the middle of the night, Shula stumbles across the body of her uncle. As funeral proceedings begin around them, she and her cousins bring to light the buried secrets of their middle class Zambian family. So that's good for a number of those films.
Yes.
Three Irish films and co-productions that are screening at the BFI London
Film Festival.
Very good.
We wish them well. You've quite a bit of casting news for us this week, Gart.
Yeah, I do. And an interesting one. This is a script written by Enda Walsh, and it's going to be directed by Lynn Ramsey. And in the cast, you've already had announced Jennifer Lawrence, Robert Pattinson, Lakeith Stanfield. Now you've got Nick Nolte and Sissy Spacek joining the film as well. It's called Die My Love, and it's based on a 2017 novel. It's set in a remote, forgotten rural area. The story follows a mother, Lawrence, who struggles to maintain her sanity as she battles with psychosis. Pattinson will be playing her husband and Stanfield her lover. So that sounds like an interesting project, as I said, written by Enda Walsh. Now, in other casting news, Greta Lee and Andrew Scott have inked deals to star in My Notes on Mars. This is a sci-fi romance marking the first English language feature from renowned Hungarian filmmaker Lily Horvat. Now, set to shoot between Budapest and Vienna next spring, Horvat's latest centres on Margot, a brilliant young scientist with a troubled marriage who disappears inexplicably while hiking with her husband Sam and a group of friends. And a few weeks later, she miraculously reappears the day of her own memorial service. So it's a curious one indeed.
Yes, Andrew Scott then playing the husband in that. We look forward to seeing him in that. And another little bit of casting?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is returning to the big screen. She hasn't been in a movie, I think, since 2019. Avengers Endgame was the last time we saw her in a substantial role. But she's going to be starring opposite Timothée Chalamet in an A24 film called Marty Supreme, directed by Josh Safdie. So the project will be sort of loosely inspired by a pro ping pong player called Marty Reisman, and they're sort of saying it'll be a sort of fictionalised original rather than a biopic.
Okay.
It's unclear at the moment who Paltrow will be playing in the film.
But she'll be back on the big screen. Okay, indeed. For trailer watch, we have a Halle Berry in a pretty creepy looking movie.
Yeah, Don't Go to the Cabin in the Woods sort of tale. Take a listen to this. This is Never Let Go.
I know this life's been hard on you, boy, since the world ended.
Don't feed the dog.
We're not the only ones starving.
But the evil out there is clever. One touch without a rope is all it takes.
After your rope broke, did you notice anything?
Why are you asking all these questions? Mama never lied to us.
That rope is your lifeline. Never let go.
Say it.
Yeah, Never Let Go with Halle Berry. It sort of looks a little bit like A Quiet Place, but instead of not being able to say anything out loud, you have to hold on to this rope. Is that kind of...
You have to hold on to the rope, that's it. Yeah, they've been haunted by an evil spirit for years. And I suppose their safety and surroundings comes into questions when one of the children questions if the evil is real or not. As we said, Halle Berry leading the cast, Matthew Kevin Anderson also stars. That one is going to come out at the end of September, so do check out the trailer.
Okay, new releases in our cinemas. It is, of course, cheaper to go to the cinema today, isn't that right?
Yes, National Cinema Day. Yeah. So all tickets are €5, which is a wonderful initiative. It was amazing last year, so it's a great opportunity to go along and see, you know, any of the movies we spoke about over the last couple of weeks. A couple of Irish ones in there as well, Kneecap and Mrs. Robinson, both still at the big screen. And we have another Irish movie joining them. This is an Irish horror movie called Oddity. Take a listen to this clip.
Could you open the door?
What do you want?
You're in trouble.
What?
Just open the door. I am telling you that there is someone in there with you.
The thought of another patient showing up the front door here.
Would you allow them in?
Of course.
course not.
My sister would never allow a strange man into her home in the middle of the night.
She's saying some weird things to me, Dad.
She's clearly not well.
Do you mind staying out here alone at night?
I'm just telling you what I saw.
Daddy's ghost. My dead wife is not haunting this house.
Yes, the Irish Horror Oddity in cinemas this weekend sounds like full-on creepy horror to me, Gart.
And it's done well, actually, yeah. On the awards circuit. I mean, it was a winner of Audience Award at South by Southwest, the Overlook and Fantastic Film Festivals. Also won cinematography at the Galway Film Fla as well. It stars Carolyn Bracken, Tyke Murphy, Johnny French and Steve Wall, directed by Damien McCarthy. And it's about a psychic medium who attempts to uncover the truth behind her sister's murder at the site of the crime. And we've spoken many times about the sort of Irish horror and how well it has been doing, and said good reviews for this and doing very well on the festival circuit as well.
Okay, what else have we on the big screen?
Yeah, we have Colman Domingo starring in Sing Sing. Divine G, imprisoned at Sing Sing for a crime he didn't commit, finds purpose by acting in a theatre group alongside other incarcerated men in the story of resilience, humanity and the transformative power of art. Clarence Macklin also starring in that.
Yeah, interesting one, Sing Sing. It's been receiving, you know, very good reviews, and it is this idea of, you know, real life rehabilitation through the arts programme in Sing Sing. Colman Domingo, always good. And the interesting thing about it is he's alongside many real life formerly incarcerated men who were themselves alumni of the programme during their incarceration. Some touching moments and good performances. I'm not as taken as many on this. I'm in the minority. I did find it a little cliched and a little cringy in spots personally, but many have been very, very moved by it. So head along and see what you think. That is Sing Sing. And a couple of more to mention.
Yeah, two more to mention. Paradise is Burning. This is about three sisters aged 7 to 16 live alone with their mother, who vanishes for whole periods of time. And when the social services demand a family meeting, oldest sister Laura plans to find a stand-in for their mother. And then Close to You is about a man who returns home for his father's birthday, finds that his family is struggling to accept his transition. Elliot Page writes and also stars in Close to You.
Okay, finally, you always leave us with a TV movie. What are you recommending this weekend?
Yeah, this has a very good cast. So it has Robin Williams, Robert De Niro, the likes of Max von Sydow also starring, Alice Drummond as well. It's about a research doctor in a New York psychiatric hospital provokes equal measure of professional interest and suspicion when he appears to have discovered a means of reviving patients who've been trapped in a catatonic state for over 30 years. Do you remember this one?
Yes.
It is Awakenings, and you can catch it. It's on tonight on TG Cahir at 9:45.
Do you know, it's years since I've seen that. I will definitely give that another look. Garrett, thank you so much. That's Awakenings, TG Cahir, 9:45 tonight. Talk to you next Saturday, Garrett. Thanks.
Thanks, Aideen.